News Judy and Jimmy have heard in a long time. The Silver Star is safe and sound. At least, we hope it is. But I'm not going to congratulate anybody until I've seen Captain Tin Top return it in person.
You're listening to The Cinnamon Bear on WRCO. Made possible by our sponsors, Hillsboro Equipment, The Woods Bar and Grill, Wilson Doran Construction, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Heenick Printing, A&W Restaurant, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, and Osborne Stump Removal.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to enjoy a great meal, the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock offers a casual, family-friendly atmosphere with creative dishes and exceptional service that'll keep you coming back for more. Located at 320 South Oak Street, the Woods invites you to dine in, enjoy outdoor seating, or pick up your favorites to go. Whether it's a night out or a quick bite, they have got you covered. Call 608-583-2625 to place your order or stop by and experience the warm hospitality and delicious flavors that make the Woods in Lone Rock a local favorite.
Exciting things are happening in the snow country where Judy and Jimmy and their friends, the Cinnamon Bear and the Crazy Quilt Dragon, are visiting with Santa Claus. You'll remember that Santa ordered Captain Tin Top and a detachment of tin soldiers to the Icicle Forest to battle the bad dolls who stole the Silver Star. Reports came back from the front that the enemy was being led by a strange, unknown creature. A Mabygram from Queen Melissa flashed the news that the Wintergreen Witch had escaped from her prison in Mabyland. Confident that Wintergreen was leading the culprits, Santa rushed more men to the scene of battle. Then, just as we left them last time, Nicky Froodle bounded in to announce that the soldiers had returned victorious. And now we find Santa Claus leading his smiling visitors into his private office where Captain Tin Top, man of the hour, awaits them.
And Captain Tin Top's got the Silver Star? Oh, I'm so glad, Santa Claus.
You bet. Gee, we're awfully grateful.
Oh, sure. Save your thanks for Captain Tin Top. He's waiting for me in my office. Ah, congratulations, Captain.
We have met the enemy and they are out.
Well, that's fine. And the star?
It is here.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
This is Judy, Captain Tin Top.
Your servant, ma'am.
And this is Jimmy, Captain Tin Top.
How do you do, sir?
He's fine, and so am I, now that we have our lovely Silver Star back again.
You bet.
Pardon my intrusion into this joyful occasion, no less joyful to me, I might add. But might I inquire about that large wreath of evergreen which you are carrying in your other hand, Captain?
This is the Crazy Quilt Dragon, Captain Tin Top.
How do you do? This wreath to which you refer, sir, is all that remains, sir, of the enemy.
Indeed? How so, Captain?
You may recall, sirs and ma'am, that in the previous report, mention was made of unexpected assistance to the resistance of the bad doll.
Oh, yes, indeed. It was the Wintergreen Witch.
Ugh, it makes me shudder to think of her. What happened to her, Captain?
This, ma'am. This is what happened to her. This is the Wintergreen Witch, ma'am.
It sounds right.
Well, how did she get turned into a Christmas wreath, Captain Tin Top?
Allow me to come to that later, if I may, sir. Santa Claus, sir, following arrival of reinforcements and intelligences re the ally of the bad dolls, I gave command to surround them in the Icicle Forest. A thickness of icicles prohibiting air attack made necessary concentration of infantry and artillery. May I make suggestions, sir, that artillery is far more effective? There need newer models.
Come now, Captain, come. I'm afraid that will hardly be necessary.
Do not agree, sir, but just a suggestion, sir. Giving orders not to fire until they saw the whites of their eyes.
Jimmy, he sounds like a history book, doesn't he?
We awaited the onset of the foe. With the cunning they are noted for, the bad dolls made their attack quietly, so we were unprepared, to some extent, for their appearance. Buck quickly gave the command to fire the cannon snowballs, and our superior numbers told the tale. Proceeding according to your instructions, sir, ordered the planes aloft with the witch net.
Witch net?
So that's how you got old Wintergreen.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Captain, this is Patio Cinnamon, the Cinnamon Bear.
How do you do?
Fine, my military friend, but go on with your story, please.
Proceeding in Formation B-2, the squadron flew until they sighted the enemy LI, a green blotch on the white ground.
My, this is exciting.
Whereupon they dropped the witch net, secured the prisoner, and returned to headquarters. As chief in command, the prisoner was placed in my custody along with the defeated bad dolls. I may say, sir, as an officer and a gentleman, sir, I dislike very much the idea of placing a female under arrest, sir. But upon closer association with said female, sir, form different opinions, sir.
I don't blame you, Captain. That old witch was a terror, no mistake at all.
She was a bit of a caution, sir, indeed. Having turned the bad dolls over to the repair factory to be restuffed, inquired of your head foreman, Santa Claus, sir, as to what might be done with the prisoner. Prisoner, not being citizen of Snowland and having no orders as to final disposition of same. Foreman opined that prisoner might be made into something useful, as suggested Christmas wreath. Evergreen for Wintergreen, you know.
So that's how it happened.
Yes, sir. Any further orders, sir?
No, that will be all for the present, thank you, Captain. Except that we would be very happy to have you with us at the banquet.
Banquet? Bless my stuffing.
Oh, Captain Tin Top, you don't know how good it makes us feel to know that mean old Wintergreen witch can't do anything to us anymore.
And she certainly can't, Judy. I'll see to that personally. I'll hang the wreath right up here in my office, and Nikki and I can both keep an eye on it. And now, how do you all feel toward a little refreshment?
Hmm? Gee, Santa Claus, I think we'd all like it pretty much.
Delighted. Well, when do we eat?
Patio Cinnamon, as one citizen of maybe land to another, I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, you are you? Well, you can save the shame for yourself. That's what you can do.
No. Stop that quarreling. Well, I take it that you're all in the mood, hmm? Very well. Follow me to the banquet hall.
Somebody pat me on the back. I'm so nice and full, my stuffing's all bunched to the back.
Like this? Oh,
well, a little on that order, Jimmy, but that's enough, thank you.
I stopped counting all the cinnamon buns you were eating after I saw you take the 25th Patio Cinnamon.
I don't suppose you counted all the lime lollipops you had? What a crazy quill cavern you turned out to be.
Jimmy, I think we'd better be getting home pretty soon, don't you?
Yes, I do. You know, I feel sort of, well...
Let down, Jimmy?
Yes, I guess that's it. Gee, we've done so many exciting things, and I guess maybe I'm sort of tired or something. Anyway, it's getting awful close to Christmas, and Judy and I have had a swell time with you, Santa Claus, and... Well, we think we ought to go home.
As our adventures together draw to a close, as spokesman for our little party...
And just who appointed you as spokesman?
As spokesman for our little party, may I say a few words?
No.
Thank you. Tears come to my eyes when I contemplate parting from my dear, dear friends, the friends of adversity.
What's that?
I think he means you all went to school together.
But we didn't.
Shh.
But I realize that like all good things, even this, our quest for the Silver Star must come to an end. With laurels on our brow.
What's he talking about?
Just let him rave. Crazy always has to make a speech.
We spend these last few precious moments together. Oh, may I propose a toast?
Well, I think that would be all right, friend Crazy Quilt.
I propose a toast to those true friends, those stalwart friends, ah me, those friends so soon to depart. lift your glasses of milk, friends. I give you Judy and Jimmy.
Well put. Well put. Well, have you all had enough?
That's
fine. I don't wish to hurry you, but it's getting time to leave. I'm going to take Judy and Jimmy.
And me, Santa. Don't forget me.
Oh, no. I wouldn't forget you, Patio Cinnamon. I'm going to take you back with Judy and Jimmy to their attic.
Oh, boy, this is the biggest thrill yet.
You've been so awful kind, Santa. We don't know how to thank you.
Oh, sure. That's all right. That's what Santa Claus is for, to help children find happiness.
Well, what about Crazy Quilt? Is he going back with us, too?
Oh, no, thank you, Jimmy. I think not. In fact, I've been quite taken with the snow country. I'd like to stay on here for a bit.
Well, that's quite all right. Glad to have you. Oh, Nicky!
Yes, Santa Claus?
Is the sleigh ready?
Just about, Santa Claus. They're filling the last trailer now.
Good. Have you checked everything with my list?
Yes, I did that personally.
Well, all right. And I guess we can start. Come, children. Shake a paw there, Cinnamon Bear. I'll help you up, Judy.
Thank you, Santa dear.
Now, how about you, Patio Cinnamon? You need any help?
Well, just a little boost, please, Santa Claus.
Will you allow me the pleasure, Patio Cinnamon?
I don't trust you at all, Crazy Quilt. But you can do it just this once.
Oh, such a way to regard the friend with whom you've gone through thick and thin.
How come this sudden burst of affection, Crazy Quilt? Are you feeling all right?
Oh, quite. Here, let me help you up.
Oh. Thank you, Crazy. You know, sometimes you're a good dragon. But only sometimes, mind you, only sometimes.
Have you got the Silver Star all right, Jimmy?
You bet. Been hanging on to it ever since we got back.
All right, you get in next, Jimmy.
Okay, Santa. Oh, would you please hold the star for me a minute while I get in, Crazy Quilt?
Oh, with pleasure, Jimmy. Any little last-minute favor, you know.
Goodbye, dear Crazy Quilt. I hate to go away and leave you.
Goodbye, Judy girl. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I'm afraid I may have to weep a few Crazy Quilt tears.
Oh, please don't. We'll see you again sometime. Sure we will.
Goodbye, Nicky Froodle. If you ever come to the world with Santa Claus, drop in to see us. I'll show you my magic lantern set.
Maybe I will sometime, Jimmy. Thanks.
Just take a look around, Nicky, and see that all the trailers are fastened securely.
All right, Santa.
Okay, Crazy Quilt. You can give me the Silver Star now. Crazy Quilt?
Where is he?
Willikers. I don't know. What? He was here just a minute ago.
He must have dropped back to help Nicky. Hi, Crazy Quilt.
He's not here, Santa.
Gee, where do you suppose he was?
Look, there he is.
Where, Patty?
Over there, running as fast as he can go.
Jiminy crickets. And he's got the Silver Star.
My, my. And I was just about to remark how beautifully everything was going. That Crazy Quilt Dragon is certainly an amazing fellow. After all the adventures he's been through with Judy, Jimmy, and the Cinnamon Bear, who ever would have thought he'd steal the Silver Star again? But he did, and I must say, things look mighty serious. Christmas is just around the corner, and so is Crazy Quilt. And if anything's going to happen, it's got to happen quick. Let's listen next time and see if it does.
This year's Cinnamon Bear broadcast on WRCO is made possible by our generous sponsors, Hoenig Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Doran Construction, Cargno Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
If you have any stumps that need taken care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
Well, Christmas is practically here, and Judy and Jimmy are still without their precious Silver Star. And unless they get it back in time to put on the very tip-top of their tree, Christmas just won't be Christmas, that's all. you remember that after Captain Tin Top captured the star from the Bad Dolls, Santa Claus gave a grand banquet. The children were filled with excitement, and Patio Cinnamon was filled with cinnamon buns. Inasmuch as Santa was about to leave on his annual trip to the world, he offered to take the twins and Cinnamon Bear with him. And then the most terrible thing happened. Jimmy asked Crazy Quilt to hold the silver star while he climbed into the sleigh, and when he turned around, the dragon was gone. It's hard to believe that Jimmy's friend would do that, but such is the case. And right now, he's running as fast as his Crazy Quilt legs will carry him.
Look at him go! Look at him split!
I knew that Crazy Quilt dragon would show his true colors.
Oh, dear. It makes me want to cry.
Yeah, we'll have to hurry if we want to catch him. Oh, Nicky, you and Jimmy unhook the trailers from the sleigh. We can go faster without them.
All right, Santa.
Be with you in a jiffy, Nicky.
And I thought Crazy Quilt had reformed.
Huh. Once a villain, always a villain.
I don't understand why he'd do such a thing. How are you coming, boys?
This is the last. There. Come on, Nicky.
All right, take my hand, Jimmy. Up you go. Are you in, Nicky?
All set.
Willikers, let's hurry.
Hi, Donner. Hi, Blitzen. Hi. A little more speed there, boys. That's better.
Hurrah. Just wait till I get me paws on that double-crossing dragon.
I'm just awfully disappointed in Crazy Quilt.
Me too.
Hey, tell me about this peculiar fellow. He seemed to be such a good friend of yours, and then to turn right around and make off with a silver star.
You see, Santa, he's the one who stole it in the first place, out of the big trunk in our attic.
Well, that explains it. But how did he happen to become such a great friend of yours?
Well, Cinnamon Bear helped us find him. And when he wouldn't give us the star, we yelled boo at him about 100 times. And then he jumped into the root beer ocean and lost it.
Oh, you should have seen him, Santa Claus. He came weeping through the breakers, vowing that he was a changed dragon, that he'd never do it again. Not much he wouldn't.
Oh, and you think he was just pretending to be your friend, waiting for a good opportunity to steal the star again,
hmm? I just don't know, Santa. He saved us from the Incaboos and stood by us through all our troubles. And there were just lots and lots of times when he could have gotten away with the star easy as anything.
I see. Well, it was probably just a case of too much temptation.
Look, Santa Claus, I think we're gaining on him.
We are at that, Jimmy. But, oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
He's heading straight for the North Pole. Faster, Donner. Faster, Blitzen. Faster. Just as I thought. There he is, trying to climb up the North Pole. Come on, everybody. After him.
Come on.
We'll have to catch him before he gets up the pole, or we'll never get him.
Why, Santa?
Why, the Misty Folk live up there. They'd take him right in with them, and we'd never see Crazy Quilt or the Silver Star again. Oh, there. Oh, Dunner. Oh, Blitzen. Oh.
Hey, what's the idea of stealing our star, Crazy Quilt?
Why, hello, Jimmy boy. Fancy meeting you here. What's all this yelling about the star?
You know what about the star. You've got it.
Oh, now, come. You must be mistaken, my little friend. Such a thing would never occur to me.
Why, Crazy Quilt, you big storyteller, if you didn't steal it, why did you run away like that?
Run away? But I didn't run away, Judy. Merely getting a bit of exercise. Trying out my new snowshoes. Oh, great sport.
And I suppose you use snowshoes to climb the North Pole? And if so, where are they?
Where are what?
The snowshoes, you villain, the snowshoes.
I just dropped them off to be half-soled.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, children. He's got the star all right. I can see it. It's sticking out of his hip pocket.
I'm so ashamed of you, Crazy Quilt. After we trusted you and everything.
We won't ever believe in you again, ever.
Oh, my friends, my dear companions. Don't talk like that. You'll make me feel... Oh,
look, he slipped a bit.
No, he's got hold again.
Oh, can't any of you climb after him? If he reaches the top, we're lost.
I know how to bring him down. Remember, Jimmy? We'll all yell boo at him.
Oh, no. Not that.
Come on, everybody. Now, 1, 2, 3. Boo! Boo! Boo!
He's down. Let's get him, Judy.
All right. After him, children.
There he is.
Get in there, Nicky. Get in.
All right. Get him. Come on.
And last, I that, you crazy quilt? And I'm feeling extra specially ferocious. Garrot.
Tickle him, Jimmy. Tickle him.
Oh, my friends. To think how beautiful friendship should end like... Oh, my. Oh, no.
He's turning over. Grab the star, Jimmy.
I've got it, Thaddeo Cinnamon. I've got the silver star.
Oh, you crazy quilt dragon. Thought you'd get away with it, huh? I'll teach you to trifle with cinnamon bears. Shake him up, children. Shake him up. Shake him up. Shake him up.
Wake up, children.
What's that?
Tickle him, Jimmy. Tickle him good.
Oh, that's all right, Judy. I've got the silver star.
Children, what in the world are you doing? Get up off the floor. You're all tangled up in that old crazy quilt. Did you fall asleep? Oh, dear, I hope you didn't catch cold.
Cold? It isn't cold, Mother. Not like it is in the snow country.
Sure. It's a lot colder at the North Pole.
What? My darlings, are you ill? Have you got a fever? Let Mother feel your hands. You're talking so strangely.
We're all right, Mother. We had a most elegant time.
We sure did. The silver star was gone because the crazy quilt dragon stole it. But Santa Claus helped us catch him and get it back.
You don't seem to have any fever. Now hurry up, both of you. Daddy's home.
Did he bring the Christmas tree?
Yes, dear. And he wants you to come down and help him decorate it. My goodness, I wouldn't have let you come up here in the attic if I thought you'd go to sleep.
But we didn't go to sleep, Mother. We went to Maybeland.
Oh, Jimmy. Look at poor Patio Cinnamon on the floor. And he's only about 4 inches high anymore.
Can we take the cinnamon bear downstairs with us, Mother?
The what?
Why, the cinnamon bear. You know, Patio Cinnamon. We found him in the trunk. And he's the one who took us through Maybeland. And we had lots and lots of swell adventures, too.
Oh, I see.
May we take him downstairs, Mother?
Of course you can. Now hurry. It's beginning to get dark.
There, Jimmy. The tree's all decorated. Isn't it simply beautiful?
Uh-huh. And there's our silver star, right on top where it belongs.
And Cinnamon Bear sitting on a branch right near it.
Remember the big Christmas tree that Santa Claus had in his palace?
Yes, and remember how we watched a wonderful, wonderful Christmas tree parade with all the toys and dolls?
You bet. And we rode on Santa Claus's miniature train, and I got to drive it and everything. You know what, Judy?
What?
I wonder if we really did fall asleep up in the attic like Mother said.
I don't know, Jimmy. It's all sort of mixed up like.
It sure is. But I just don't see how we could dream all of it.
What do you mean?
Well, look at Patio Cinnamon. We didn't dream him.
Of course we didn't, dear little Cinnamon Bear. I bet he's about the best friend we've got.
And what about the crazy quilt dragon, Judy?
Well, don't forget that we found our silver star and the crazy quilt up in the attic.
Sure, but it was a dragon when we were up at the North Pole. You know, maybe it all got changed around like that because Mother came up to look for us.
Grown-up folks don't believe in magic very much, I guess.
No, they just say you're sick or you've been asleep or something.
I wonder if we stayed awake tonight, do you suppose we'd see Santa Claus? We could ask him about it and thank him for helping us catch Crazy Quilt.
Oh, I don't think we'd better do that, Judy.
Why not, Jimmy? We've just got to find out, don't we?
Well, it would be nice, all right. But don't forget what Santa told us. Children can't see him if they stay awake.
That's right, he did.
Well, I guess we just better keep it a secret, Judy.
You mean about looking for the silver star?
Yes, because nobody would believe us anyhow.
But we believe us, don't we, Jimmy?
I suppose so. But gee willikers, I wish Mother hadn't said that about us going to sleep. It makes me kind of wonder.
Well, anyway, we've got our silver star. And best of all, we've got Patio Cinnamon.
You know what, Judy? Let's put him up on the tree every Christmas.
Yes, I think we should. After all, that's where he belongs. Right near the silver star where he can guard it. And see that nobody ever, ever steals it again.
I'm the cinnamon bear.
Jimmy,
with
I thought I heard something.
Why, it sounds like Patio Cinnamon singing his very own song.
But Jimmy, he's only 4 inches high.
Listen, Judy.
Oh, Jimmy, it is the cinnamon bear. Maybe we weren't dreaming after all.
Now I'll growl.
Hurrah!
And I'll growl.
Hurroo!
And if you like to
obliged to you.
And so ends the story of the Cinnamon Bear. Whether Judy and Jimmy dreamed these adventures or whether they really happened doesn't matter. They were truly wonderful and certainly most magical. And now that the Silver Star is shining brightly on the very tip-top of Judy and Jimmy's tree, we can smile our biggest holiday smile and say a Merry Christmas to you all. We hope you'll always remember little Patio Cinnamon, the Cinnamon Bear. That's the one thing that will make him very happy. And I can tell you on his behalf, he'll be much obliged to you.
It's our hope that you've enjoyed The Cinnamon Bear, a long-time radio tradition. Whether you've heard it for the first time or who knows how many times, best wishes to you and yours for a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
sitting in the shade, sitting in the shade. We've got the best of all the rest in General Washington. And when we meet those redcoats, watch those redcoats run. Going down their drum, going down their drum. Listen, listen, Johnny, better get your gun, 'cause the 8 wooden soldiers behind 10,000 drums, behind 10,000 drums. Stop those drums, we stop 10,000 drums. We're the best of all the rest, us Yankee sons of a gun. We can tell our mammy how we made them run. Going down their drums, going down their drums.
About an ex-truck driver being named John James Wall before his friends blackballed him and nicknamed him Pinball. I gathered this story from a truck stop in Gallipolis, Ohio, when this old fella, I'd say 70 years old, asked me to buy him a strong cup of coffee and a piece of good apple pie. I bought the coffee and the pie for the old feller, and I'm awful glad I did, because he winked his eye and smiled and says, my, my. Then I noticed in a few minutes with trembling hands he pushed a part of his pie and coffee back and looked at me with tears running down his poor old weather-beaten cheek, and this is what he said. I'm an old hog hauler. I drove a big truck. I shot the pinball machine, but it caused me bad luck. But all I ever made in a pinball machine, I'd get four catty-cornered, then I'd miss the 16. I wish they'd outlaw them old pinball machines. Many weeks they have cost me to live on sardines. Last time I called my wife on the phone, the first thing she says, John, when can you come home? I've got a load of hogs and they've got to go. I'll see you when I get back from Chicago. She says, John, you know I love you. I wish you wouldn't go. Send your babies some money. They are hungry and cold. The last thing she said, and then she hung up. John, you give up my loving and just a drive an old truck. I made my trip on to Chicago. I was gone 2 months 'cause I shot up my dough. When I got home, my family was gone. The best friend I had rung my telephone. He says, John, I guess you wonder about your babies and wife. Pneumonia got your babies and your wife took her life. I've lost all my friends. I can't sleep for bad dreams. I dream about an old truck and a pinball machine. I never will forget the last words that that old man said. Oh, Lord, if I could live my life over. And then he fell dead. They tell me John is a clean-cut young man at the age of 19, but now he's in his grave, a victim of a big old truck and a pinball machine.
In 43, they put to sea 13 men and Kennedy aboard the PP-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two.
Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man.
And on the coast of Kalabangero, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, for the crew had little hope. Two were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire in a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow.
Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man.
MacMahon, the Irishman, was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, 'cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The PT skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to the sea.
heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks, braved the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled into sight. The BT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on. Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The PT-109 was gone, but Kennedy lived to fight again. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. But JFK and his crew lived on, which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
Big John. Big John. Big
John. I wanna tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley. Said Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. Meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and 7 times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Jones be told to keep her when the shades all pull completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Just a little Peyton Place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Each contained in my
heart. To open, remove the wrapper, but please don't tear it apart. You tore out this heart when you left me. You left me alone and so blue. I'm sending it special delivery. Please handle with care, it's for you. It's all that I have to offer, but darling, you know that it's true. Signed, sealed, and delivered, the postman will bring it to you. I thought perhaps you would keep it just for a while. Darling, please keep it forever. Without you, it's no good to me. Signed, sealed, and delivered, a package containing my heart. I send it to you as a token. I'm sorry we're so far apart.
My little boy came into the kitchen this evening while I was fixing supper, and he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it. And this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. Making my own bed this week, $1. And going to the store, 50 cents. And watching little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. Getting a good report card, $5. And raking the yard, $2. Total load, $14.75. Well, I stood there looking at him expectantly, and 1,000 memories flashed through my mind. So I picked up the pen and, turning the paper over, this is what I wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctored you, prayed for you, no charge. For the time through the years, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Finished reading, he had great big old tears in his eyes. And he looked up at me and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, Paid in full. When you add it all up, the cost of real love is no charge.
Her eyes tell the story so well that she tries hard to hide. So little expected, too often neglected, a woman stripped of her pride. Always so careful not to cry until I fall asleep. Then there in the silence she lies with a tear on her cheek. A thought comes to mind, did I read it sometime or hear it? I can't quite recall that a man without love is only half of a man, but a woman is nothing at all. She knows I don't love her, although heaven knows that I've tried. Her reason for living is to go right on giving me the one thing that she's been denied. Without any warning, in the wee hours of the morning, she cries. The hurt deep inside that she tries so to hide is beginning to show in her eyes. Then a thought comes to mind, did I read it sometime or hear it? I can't quite recall. That a man without love is only half of a man, but a woman is nothing at all. A man without love is only half of a man, but a woman is nothing at all.
Is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. Go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Alaska, to go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking
at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Way up north,
Alaska.
Way up north,
Alaska.
Way up
north,
Alaska. Way up north.
Say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loves you so. Well, you don't know me.
With love for you.
you of unfaithfulness. Cause you walked away and took all my happiness. Love me and make it all better. Come back and ease the pain. Kiss away the without you. Maybe my